This is a May Luna Media production.
You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real. Go deep and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. It's Mercury retrograde and triggers are popping up. Tensions are boiling and communication is totally breaking down. Maybe along with your tech too. Your shadows are being brought to light and everything that you have been hiding from is coming to you face to face. And while we're going to get into everything that Mercury retrograde means and how to work with it in this episode, I also want to offer you your Chiron Shadow Report. I have gotten so many messages for this. The link is down below. Hundreds and hundreds of people have taken this quote-unquote quiz. It's really just putting in your birth information. And people are saying that it has made them cry. It is bringing them to their knees. It has brought up so much stuff that is now all making sense. I was on a podcast interview last week, which should air in a couple months, and he was mouth agape, literally jaw dropped reading his report. So I'm not kidding you. If you are sifting through Mercury retrograde right now and you feel like you're getting punked, you feel like all of this is being brought up to you and through you, it's probably part of your shadow as well, especially if your ex is sliding into your texts or DMs, because that is also one of the main things that happens during Mercury retrograde. Shit comes back around, including people that you changed the locks on. So grab your free report down below. Let me know how accurate it is for you. And be sure to go into Wound to Wisdom if you are ready to totally turn this into your greatest power source. Because I promise you, once you start working with your shadow in this way and you start understanding it as fuel instead of friction, it is absolutely going to change your life. Let's get into today's episode. Every time Mercury goes retrograde, the internet has a complete meltdown. And while the memes are hilarious, I can't stand by, really, with blaming everything on Mercury. I can't stand it because it's hilarious and I have been doing it so much this week. Some Mercury retrogrades hit hard, others I'm like, oh, did that even happen? I don't even realize it. I'm feeling it this week. So if you're blaming everything on Mercury retrograde, I feel you. I'm right there with you. But also, if you are blaming Mercury for your bad hair day, your situationship texting you, your flight being delayed, or your Wi-Fi going out, I get it. Mercury retrograde has become the astrology world's version of Mercury. Wait, I mean the boogeyman. And I'm not here to tell you it's not real, because it is, and shit happens, and you literally can't write the things that happen during Mercury retrograde. For example, my husband had a software update on his laptop, brand new laptop, and he decided to do it on the first day of Mercury retrograde, which was February 26th, and his laptop got stuck in, I'm not even kidding you, a 4-hour upgrade that it was just stalled. He had to call Apple and he had to do some fancy keyboard combo to get it to advance and finish. And he was locked out. He couldn't work. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't make calls. He was missing meetings. Like, all of the things were happening. And I was like, oh my God, it's Mercury retrograde. Like, this is why you don't do things like this. But even though it's real, I'm going to tell you how you've been using it wrong. Because Mercury retrograde is not a punishment. And it's not just something to blame everything on or hide inside or not make any moves at all. Because hello, we're out here. We have to live our lives. And Mercury, while might put some, you know, damper on that, we don't want to pause our lives during Mercury retrograde or any astrological transit for that matter. Astrology is real. It is happening. However, it does not rule your life. You do not run your life by the planets and you do not let the planets run you. You work together. This is a symbiotic relationship, a co-creation. So this episode is an invitation. And if you spend the next 3 weeks plus the shadow period white knuckling and panic posting, you're going to miss the entire point. Because the astrology minus the hysteria is real deal. So let's get into the Mercury retrograde basics. Mercury rules communication, technology, travel, contracts, and the mind. When it goes retrograde, it appears to move backward from our perspective on Earth, but it's not actually moving backward in space. That's impossible. It's an optical illusion. But synchronistically, it's real. Because of the path that Mercury takes, it makes this little loop in its orbit that around the sun that makes it look like it stops, moves backwards, and then starts to move forward, which from our perspective on Earth, again, which is what we base all of astrology and constellations and all of that on, isn't really happening. But our perspective believes that it does. And so that is what we mirror what is actually going on in the cosmos. And the actual invitation with Mercury retrograde is to slow down and all of the prefixes, review, revisit, revise, coming back to the not to destroy and combust and panic. Mercury retrograde doesn't ruin your life. It reveals the parts of your life that were already not working. So it is just shining a light on the things that were clunky or broken or outdated and things that needed to be revisited. And this is what we can thank Mercury for, because Mercury makes us stop. And in a world, in a society, in a culture where hustle and pushing through everything and go, 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 forward momentum is rewarded, having a mandatory pause and all planets go retrograde, but Mercury does it the most. So having this mandatory pause allows us to really stop, take a breath, zoom out, back up your files, tell your ex to back up, and really look at everything, because otherwise we just keep moving. We don't take that moment to stop and look at what might not be working, but we're still doing just because it's what we've been doing and we've got to get somewhere, we've got to go, we've got a deadline, so we're just going to push through and work with like a hobble or a peg leg or something that is just like cattywampus. And it's not working. So Mercury comes in, slows us down, shines light, and says, revisit this or else it's going to blow up in your face. So this isn't a Mercury retrograde that messes with your spreadsheets. This one messes with your narrative, the stories you tell about who you are, what happened, and what things mean. Because Mercury is in Pisces, and Mercury is in its detriment and fall in Pisces, the planet of logic and swimming in the signs of dreams, fog, and emotion, and the unconscious. Logic doesn't thrive here. Pisces is dreamy, it's watery, it's really mythical. It doesn't want to be on Earth. It isn't grounded at all, and it's certainly not practical. And Mercury, who wants everything to make sense, rules the mind, rules travel, rules tech, rules communication, needs things to be clear and concise and correct. And Pisces is like, rules? What? No. So Mercury in Pisces doesn't give you the wrong information. It's giving you information you can't quite articulate yet. And it's asking you to learn to sit with that. So rather than push through and be like, all right, well, nothing's going to make sense, so I'm just going to avoid talking to everyone and I'm going to stay in my house and I'm going to board myself inside and avoid all of what is going on out there in the world, I promise you something's still going to happen in the safety of your four walls of your home. So work with it. But there's a lot going on in astrology right now because Venus is also in Pisces when this started, when Mercury retrograde started. So both the planet of love and the planet of the mind and tech and communication and travel are swimming in the most emotionally porous sign. And feelings aren't just big, they're contagious right now. And you picked up on energy that isn't even yours. And so when you're moving through this, you're realizing, I am a magnet for everybody else's shit. And as I'm recording this, we have a full moon this week in Virgo, which is also an eclipse. So this total lunar eclipse in Virgo is right in the middle of this. And Virgo is the sign of discernment, systems, and what's actually working versus what looks good. And this eclipse is a highlight reel of what needs to go. And this lasts until the spring equinox on March 20th, the real new year, when the real energy of the cosmos and of the Earth resets with spring. Mercury stations direct on the same day that the sun enters Aries, so the fog lifts and the new year begins, and in the same breath we can move forward with the lessons that we've gained and the edits that we've made in Mercury retrograde with this sacred pause and step into this brand new year with more clarity, more direction, and a true vision of where we want things to go rather than just being taken. And astrology is beautiful with this because it allows us to have this expansion and this contraction continuously. And we've talked about this before. Every month is an opportunity to expand or to contract. Pisces is a contraction. Aries, the beginning of everything, is an expansion. And this is not by accident. The review period ends exactly when the new chapter begins because it is allowing you to see how everything is necessary, how the perceived negative, quote unquote, of a Mercury retrograde, for example, can bring things up that are pretty uncomfortable. It's not comfortable to look at the things that are breaking during Mercury retrograde. And this is an opportunity to see it as an opportunity, to see what needed to be fixed so that you can step into this new year clean, clear, and concise. So here's the real stuff, what you need to look out for. Mercury in Pisces retrograde is less of the energy of like, I sent the wrong email, and more like, I can't think straight, or if I'm feeling everything and I don't know what's real. Thoughts are slippery, decisions feel impossible, and you might start questioning things you thought you were sure about. For me, this has been absolutely on point. My brain has been broken this week, or at least it has felt broken. I'm taking my creatine, I'm exercising, I'm drinking all the water, I'm eating well, I'm taking my supplements, and with this full moon energy, I can't fucking sleep. I'm getting no sleep, I'm tossing and turning. And so I'm waking up frazzled. I feel behind when I've woken up because I haven't slept well. And throughout the day, I'm just having these like dingbat moments where I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Like, how silly. And I'm trying to be easy on myself. And my go-to phrase, the most negative that my self-talk gets, honestly, and I'm very grateful for this, is I'm an idiot. This is the thing that I say to myself most in the terms and the realm of negative self-talk. I'm an idiot. I can't believe I did that. I'm an idiot. What an idiot. Oh, geez. And so all week, I've just been catching myself doing the dumbest shit and having this like broken brain syndrome where I can't get my synapses to fire together. There's no wiring together because no one's firing together. I just went to the grocery store and I feel like I'm walking around in a stupor. I came home and I put all my groceries on the counter to put them away. And I'm like, what did I get? Like, what is all of this stuff? Like, none of it goes together. I don't even have lunch, which is the whole reason that I went. And it just feels really silly. And I'm trying to be really easy on myself, but maybe you're feeling this too, because I'm not malfunctioning. This is Mercury in the deepest water sign asking my logical mind to step aside for a minute and let something else drive. And so rather than having this clear and concise mental state, I am operating from my favorite word right now, cattywampus. I'm just like in a silly space. And so if you don't know if the anxiety is yours or the collective right now, it's probably both because there's a lot going on in the world. We're at war, which is terrible. Go back and listen to my last two episodes. I recorded them before we were at war. However, it still applies. So if you feel really overwhelmed with what's going on in the world right now and the atrocities that are happening in front of our eyes and there's no justice for, I feel you and I'm there with you. And my last two episodes are going to hold your hand in all of that. So just be careful this next few weeks because communications are gonna break down. Things said will be misheard. The Venus-Mercury conjunction at the start means that communications breakdown this retrograde are specifically emotional. It's not that you said the wrong thing. It's that feelings didn't get translated accurately into words because Pisces lives in the feeling under the word. It is the underworld. So arguments, disagreements, just speaking different languages can feel, obviously we're all speaking English, But you're like, I'm speaking a different language. Like I might as well be on a different planet for how much we're misunderstanding each other. So you can say, slow down way before responding and say, let me come back to that, or give me a minute, or I'll let you know. And this applies to every relationship in your life. Take a beat. Give yourself a minute. And technology and travel, definitely real. So yes, back up your files, read the fine print, and confirm the reservation. If you're traveling right now, double check your times. Double check that your luggage is tagged. Get your boarding pass in two different forms. Allow yourself extra time to get to the airport. Be sure that you have your ID. Like, do all of the things that you know that you've been doing because you've been traveling forever, but triple check that shit, because your nervous system is frazzled right now, not only with the atrocities going on in the world, but just with the general state of astrology. Like, we are in a frazzled place and we're running on borrowed time. So don't give yourself another opportunity to say, I'm an idiot, and totally shit on your travel, because it can happen. And your files, your technology, back everything up, keep everything charged, make sure that everything is in its right place, and double check who you're texting before you send it. Double check your emails that are being sent to just reply or reply all. Like, all of these little things can slip through the cracks, because when our mind is frazzled and we feel chaos all around, we pay less attention to what's right in front of us. So we miss the really obvious thing. And then really weird shit happens that can actually be really bad. So keep your tech and your travel in place. And let's talk about the X factor, because you know that this is real. And I have a story that I don't even know I want to tell on air, because you know what? I'm not going to. I'm going to put those words back in my mouth. But the X factor is real. People come back around. They'll land in your inbox, they'll land in your DMs, they'll land in your text messages. And it feels random, and it feels like, how are you possibly reaching out right now? Like, this is textbook Mercury retrograde, because Pisces rules memory, dreams, nostalgia, and what we couldn't fully process at the time. So it's drudging up the past. And if someone from your past resurfaces, don't automatically assume it's fate, and don't automatically assume it's a red flag. Ask, is this a loose end that needs closing, or am I just in a nostalgic fog? Allow yourself that sacred pause again with this situation to see what is actually going on, and to talk to yourself, because this sacred pause is what retrograde is actually for, and especially this retrograde. When any planet is retrograde, it's a sacred pause. It's a revision. It is always going to be that prefix re. But in this one specifically, with Mercury retrograde in Pisces, especially at this time with eclipse season and moving towards the astrological and solar new year, we are in a space of revisiting everything, because we're coming to the end of a cycle. The end of Pisces season is the end of the astrological year. It's also the end of winter. We are starting spring and we are starting a new astrological year. And if you don't know already, I believe that this is the real new year, and I denounce January 1st as the beginning of anything except soup and sock season, and I have an entire podcast episode about it. So scroll back. January 1st is not the new year. Look for that title and dive in, because it applies to now for sure, and you'll see why I believe that this is really the beginning of everything, and that January is not the beginning, and it was only made up by a pope a long time ago. Nature has always been observed as starting in the spring. And so many cultures around believe that. And this is why we also have April Fool's Day, April 1st, because April 1st used to be the new year for centuries and centuries and centuries. And then when the Gregorian calendar was put into place, it was moved to January 1st. And people who still celebrated the new year on April 1st, because it was deeply ingrained in society and culture and practices, were called fools. To encourage people to not practice and observe the new year on April 1st. So now we have April Fools and we pull silly pranks on each other, but we're perpetuating the problem. So go back and listen to that podcast episode because it's one of my favorites. And this is one of my favorite things to talk about because it always catches people and they're like, wait, what? But I'm so indoctrinated into January 1st being the beginning. Like, do you actually feel ready to begin anything on January 1st except a new series and like opening a new pack of socks and a brand new soup recipe because you are exhausted from the holidays? You're probably broke. You're probably coming down with a cold and you really just need rest. And that is exactly what nature is telling you to do. So anyways, we are collectively in the most overwhelming information environment in human history ever, ever, ever. And we're being asked by the cosmos to slow down and go inward. And this is funny, TikTok's own trend report named this year's theme the Great Lock-In because people are craving grounding, like being on earth and reality and slowing down, and the cosmos and the culture are saying the same thing simultaneously. It's asking you to stop what you're automatically doing, not to stop your life, not to stop signing contracts or buying houses or doing the things that you know you need to do. You don't need to put them off for 6 weeks. It's asking you to stop moving so fast that you miss what's right in front of you. You miss what's actually happening. Because this is so common, especially with Pisces. We're in such a dreamy, disconnected, ungrounded state that what is right in front of us is totally missed. And with Pisces ruling the unconscious, Mercury retrograde in Pisces means the planet of the mind is literally diving into your unconscious and pulling things up to the surface. This is why I'm saying that shadows could resurface right now, especially if you are in this frazzled state of being naturally triggered by the atrocities of the world and then looking within yourself, because what's coming up right now isn't random at all. It's old patterns, old memories, old feelings that didn't get finished. And they surface now because they're ready to be seen. And what I always say about shadow work is that what is coming up to the surface is what is ready to be worked on. You don't want to go into the darkness with your axe or your sword or your flame looking for shit. You get lost in the dark. You don't want to be a shadow hunter. Allow the triggers and patterns that are in your life that are happening currently and the shadows that are naturally rising and bubbling to the surface to tell you what you need to work on. You don't need to go searching and seeking. You already have what you need right at the surface of your life. So whatever is surfacing this retrograde, it was never fully processed. And the retrograde isn't creating the wound. It's just finally turning the light on so you can see it and love it and work with it. So let's talk about how to actually work with it. Some practical tools that, you know, you're not going to just be doing this for 3 weeks. You can do this every retrograde. And really, it's nice to not have to be halted in your tracks by a retrograde. You can do this at any time. Slow your communication down by one full beat. I think it's funny that I stuttered on that. Slow the fuck down. I've been telling myself this all week. Like, I'm just rushing through things. They're not making sense. I'm trying to get things done. Like I said, I'm feeling behind when I wake up in the morning because I haven't slept well. So then I'm rushing through my morning routine, through my meditation, through my tapping, thinking that I have to get to the next thing. And like, really? I don't. It doesn't matter. It's not going to matter if I take 10 extra minutes out of my day for myself to slow down and be intentional about what I'm doing, what I'm saying, how I'm feeling, and most importantly, how I'm treating myself. So before you send it, before you say it, before you post it, just wait. Save it as a draft. Rehearse it in your mind. Give yourself a few breaths to just get centered. Because if you're in a fog, what you think you mean and what you actually mean may not match right now. And this fog can be used intentionally. Pisces fog is actually creative gold if you're not fighting it. This is when the best creative work, the most honest journaling, the most surprising insights happen. Because Pisces is a dreamer, it's a feeler, it's in the esoteric realm, it's in the liminal space of reality and just everything else. From the metaphysical to the physical, Pisces loves the metaphysical, and we are deeply rooted in the physical, but this is an opportunity to use this fog intentionally and not fill all the quiet with noise, but rather allow it to tell you, to show you, to lead you, and not fight it. Because we have shit to do, we have schedules to keep, we have meetings, we have kids, we have dinner, we have laundry, we have all of this shit, right? But like, what's going to happen if you add 10 minutes here and there for yourself to dream, to stare off into space, to take a couple notes in your phone and think about a new idea in a different way? And pay attention to your dreams right now, because Mercury retrograde in Pisces activates the unconscious hard. So what you're dreaming right now is data. And I've never been a big dream decipherer. My dreams are typically so fucked up they could be like science fiction, like mega series. The plot, the cast, the backstories, the characters, just it feels so far away from anything that I could get information from. Honestly, sometimes it feels like a past life or a future life that I'm living in, like these wild spaces. But my dreams this week have had a lot of recurring themes, and a lot of people are coming back into my dreams that I haven't thought about in decades sometimes. So pay attention. You don't have to overinterpret it. Just notice the themes. Are there any common threads stringing through each dream? And what are you going to bed thinking about? And most importantly, are you going to bed right after watching TV? Because for me, when I do that, what I watch feeds into my dreams. It's like I'm continuing the movie or the show in my dreams, and I take it into a totally different direction and tangent, which isn't always great. So be very conscious and very mindful of what you're doing right before you get into bed to go to sleep. And then, of course, revisit, restructure, revise, reflect, restore, release the conversation, the creative project, the old journal, the relationship you need to have a second look at, the way that you treat yourself, talk about yourself, the way that you start your day. All of this prefix re is so important right now. And then this is your clarity window. If you've been waiting for something to be clear, it's going to happen this week. This week and next week. And if you're listening to this in real time, this is airing on March 4th. So this week and next week are your clarity windows. The fog is going to part, so use it. And then, of course, the day Mercury goes direct is also the spring equinox on March 20th. So use this alignment and think about how you want to step into the new year. And I always say this in Way of the Witch in my coven. Imagine yourself as walking through a screen door into the new year. And everything that you don't want to bring with you gets filtered out. It is not coming. It is not invited. It stays back and you move through. And you allow yourself to be new, to be renewed, and to be this revised person as you move into a brand new year. And this is not only the new year of spring, it's also, like I said, the astrological new year. And if you want to get witchy with it, my coven is open right now until April 1st, and the link is down below. So we're not here to try to survive Mercury retrograde. You can use it. And that is what's always available to you. It's fun to give into the hype on social media, to post the funny memes, to blame everything on Mercury, but really it's that you're not slowing down. It's that you're not taking agency over your communication, over your tech, over your travel, over your mind, and you're not giving yourself that moment to revise and to reflect, most importantly. So as you're moving through this retrograde, don't feel like you're being punished or like it's messing with your calendar or your mind. What you really need is more moments of peace, moments of silence that only you create. And this fog of this time is the point, because once it clears, we are going to realize that you needed this all along and that you didn't feel victimized by Mercury retrograde, that you used it and you're coming out of it with more clarity because you allowed what wasn't working to be revealed and you didn't take that as some personal vendetta. You realize that this needed to happen all along, and then you can actually be grateful that it's happening now because then you're not carrying it with you. So take a deep breath, allow yourself to feel centered, and come back always, always, always to what can I gain from this? Because it is teaching you something that you needed to know. I'll see you next week. Do your shadow report down below. Join the coven if you want to get witchy. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.